Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, listen, it happened last night. It's real. The audio has not been doctored, as far as I know. The belief. Now, what's his actual job, Martino?
Baseball insider
for the Mets?
SNY.
So basically for the Mets, right?
Mets, yeah, but Yankees. The Mets aren't. Oh no, for the Mets and the Yankees. I think all of baseball, but yeah, Mets and Yankees.
So
yeah.
A guy that you're supposed to respect as a baseball insider is now telling you on television on a network that does have the rights to the New York Mets currently, right? That winning. Let me hear it again. Make sure I hear this correctly because I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth. I don't want to be a bad guy.
I don't want to be fair.
Play it again.
Winning the World Series isn't really a reasonable goal for a baseball team. It's a nice thing.
Winning a World Series isn't a reasonable goal for a baseball team. All right, now play it again. Let me hear the whole thing.
Winning the World Series isn't really a reasonable goal for a baseball team. It's a nice thing to have happen, and it's ultimately the top of the mountain.
Nice.
But a general manager and the head of a baseball operations department is more interested in putting a good process in place. The organizations that I mentioned in that tweet are the model organizations in the game.
So it's more important to have a good process in place than to win. I mean, come on, guys. What are we doing?
I got to tell you, there's a guy.
Isn't the goal to win?
No, that's unreasonable. That's an unreasonable thing.
Winning a World Series is play that beginning again.
Winning a World Series isn't really a reasonable goal.
Stop.
Not reasonable.
Winning a World Series is not a reasonable goal.
No, no.
All right, so let's tweet out to Steve Cohen, the new owner of the team, and ask him what he thinks about that.
Inform him that.
Okay. Hey, what's it? Steve. Oh, golly, this computer. That's how I made fat
fingers.
You're
going to call him Uncle Stevie or Stevie?
No, I don't like Uncle Stevie.
You're going to call him Stevie or Steve or Mr. Cohen?
No, I'm going to hey and then do the thing. The ad thing. Hey, Steve Cohen.
Oh, okay.
Andy Martino, a SNY insider named. Let's copy him.
Well, your fingers are enormous. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. Sausage fingers. Jeez. It's more like pigs in blanket fingers.
Yeah.
Named Andy Martino?
Yes.
There it is. Martino NYC. Said, what'd he say?
Winning a World Series isn't really a reasonable goal for a baseball team.
Winning a World Series is not a reasonable goal for a baseball team.
It's not a reasonable goal for a baseball team.
Right. It's not reasonable.
Your
goal is to put a good process in place. That's the goal that we're looking for. That's what I get at the end of the rainbow.
There you go.
A good process is in place.
All right, let's see if Steve Cohen, and stop calling him Uncle Stevie, please. It's weird. It's icky.
Why?
It is.
Likes it. He's embraced it.
No. His family can call him that, which is also weird. But
yeah, it is a little weird. Come on. Weirder.
Uncle Stevie.
There's a guy on Twitter, Ben Yol, who did a great job of photoshopping, put a good process in place over all the championship banners in the history of the New York Mets. Because remember, winning a World Series, it's not a reasonable goal. So 1969, put a good process in place.
Yep.
1986, put a good process in place.
Right.
And Mike Piazza joined in on this. Did you see that?
Is that right? Okay.
Piazza first responded to that picture saying he spit out his coffee and then had some fun by tweeting, winning isn't everything. Putting a good process in place is the only thing, Vince Lombardi.
There you go. See?
Even better.
It's all about the process. It's not about winning.
Even better. Just put a good process in place, baby. Al Davis. So Mike Piazza's having a good time with this.
By the way, I believe the Mets have made a decision on Ahmed Rosario. And the answer is what, Evan?
What decision was there to make about Ahmed Rosario?
They made a decision. Is he going to be a Met next year? Yes or no?
Well, he may be traded before this offseason is over.
Okay.
He could be packaged in a deal for Francisco Lindor, or, as a buddy of mine suggested,
he's not going to be a Met this year.
I'd say it's 60-40 that he's a Met.
That he is a Met?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's my prediction.
Okay. All right. Here's Joe in North Jersey. Joe, what do you got, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
The Andy Martino comment is probably the stupidest comment I've ever heard. The best part is he's got one of those faces, the facial expressions you just want to hate. You know, you're looking at him, and you're just like, he looks like such a moron. How did he get this job? Probably can't hit a baseball off a tee.
Well, again, you don't have to be able to play a sport to cover a sport. So that let's take that bad part out.
He just looks like he doesn't know what he's talking
I've never
about.
Seen him before this video came out.
Right.
So I had no idea what he looked like. So I wanted to, I listened to it first, and I wanted to determine what I thought he might look like. When I then saw the video, I thought New Rochelle High School had a go to work with your father day, and that he was the kid that got to go to work with his dad.
So he's got a young face?
Yeah.
And
good for him. He's a young looking dude.
Right.
But he doesn't have the resting bitch face. He doesn't have resting angry face like Big Mac does.
Yeah.
So he's not, to me, he does not come across even as swarmy. Like, you didn't want to punch him in the mouth. But what he said was just so heinously stupid.
You know what he said? Yesterday, we were talking about the ultimate goals of a baseball team, and we said something that's very different but was expressed in a way that I think is more tolerable, and that's, of course, the goal is to win a World Series, but your ultimate goal is to be a playoff team every year. Because once you get to the playoffs, there is a crapshoot aspect to it. Now, that doesn't mean your goal isn't to win a World Series. Like, if you're Brian Cashman right now, you're not only thinking about 162 games, you're thinking about, how do I build a team that gets through the postseason? So his thought is not, I want a good process. His thought is, I want to win a World Series. But yeah, we'll be the first to tell you it's not easy. It's difficult. You just want to get there every year.
Yeah.
But to kind of throw it away like, well, that's not reasonable to win a World Series. You want a good process. I heard you earlier with Moose and Maggie. That word process,
I hate it,
has become one of the dirtiest words in sports.
Well, it's a stupid Philadelphia thing. All bad things come from Philadelphia. Everyone knows this. Like, how's the process worked out for Joel Embiid?
What if the Sixers won?
Nothing, right? It's just so stupid.
It is stupid. I agree with you.
Winning a World Series. What's it again? Like, I've said some things I question, you know, looking back on it. Yeah. But I don't think I've ever said anything like this. Say it again.
Winning a World Series isn't really a reasonable goal for a baseball team.
See, it's not a reasonable goal.
It's not reasonable.
Here's what happened. I know exactly what happened. The payments just ran out.
Well, why would that occur?
He got the final little acknowledgement from Wilpon, and now he has to start fresh. Maybe that's what it is. Don't forget, the Wilpons still own SNY, don't they?
They do own SNY.
Yeah, there you go.
But does that mean if the Wilpons own SNY,
they have editorial control? I don't think so.
Well, if they don't have editorial control, it doesn't matter. But if they did, would they want to be critical of Steve Cohen?
Let me rephrase that. By the way, there's one of the great TV executives of all executives has been with SNY for a long time. That's Kurt Gowdy Jr.
Right.
But I do believe the Wilpons invoked some editorial control over who the analyst was on the Met pregame and postgame.
Yeah, we talked about that the other day.
The whole Bobby Ojeda getting canned, then Nelson Figueroa, blah, blah, blah. So I do think that Jeff Wilpon did get involved. That's my own belief. I don't know that as a fact, but I do believe it to be factual.
But there would be no motivation to get involved anymore.
But I think I think what happened, though, is Martino was probably getting info from Wilpon at some point.
Right.
Which, by the way, doesn't make him a bad journalist.
Right.
If you have a source. See, the deal with sources is that the best journalists out there, right, they have sources, but when they report whatever story they have, they're completely objective in the reporting.
Right.
Where you get in trouble sometimes is when you have a source and then you position the story to curry favor to the source.
Well, but also, can I ask you a question?
Now, that does happen a lot.
But aren't there also legitimate sources that give out information with some kind of benefit they think they're going to get out of it? So it may not necessarily be true.
So, like, what could have happened, I'm not saying it did, Jeff Wilpon could have said to Andy Martino, I want to be clear, I'm not saying this did happen. But when you make a comment like that, it sounds like it could have happened. And says, listen, I'll give you information. I'll give you a little heads up on what's going on. And in return, I expect your stories to be favorable.
Right, right.
Or to not position us in such a negative light.
Which is tough to do when you're talking about the Wilpons.
But that's what he just tried to do. Almost as if to say, listen, why are you busting the Wilpons' balls? You can't expect to win. Right? That's essentially what he said. Now, Stevie Cohen is going to have a response to
you
that,
think
I'm
he'll
sure.
respond?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. He's gone dark on me the last week.
But is it still because you aren't confirmed as...
Yes.
Well, what's it called again? Verified.
I don't have a blue check on this Twitter.
Right.
And that's the only social media I'm really on.
And Cohen, by the way, has responded.
And Tom Izzo, who is, you know, he came in with all this, you know, hot, you know, mess. I want to do stuff for the show. I'm in on the show. I love the show. I want to do stuff every day for you guys. I'm going to put out videos and cartoons, and I'm going to record audio, and I'm all in, Craigie, whatever you want. Haven't seen the guy in 2 weeks. We've only been here 15 shows. And then this morning he tweets out how he's been power listening to Al's Boring Podcast with Paul.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I'm like, what happened? I haven't seen a single video, not a single cartoon thing. He did one audio bit, which was good. Nothing else. I haven't seen the guy physically, right?
I think the first week we were here, we saw him twice. After that, not one time.
Oh, I'm all in, man.
I don't know if he works here anymore.
Whatever you guys need, I'm your guy. I'm your guy. I'm going to be your guy. Meanwhile, I go online yesterday, WFN.com. It said Beningo and Roberts, 2-6.
It still says that?
I had to make a phone call and then get that updated.
I mean.
By the way, yesterday.
Right.
Yesterday.
So has it been changed yet?
Yeah, now it's changed.
Oh, they did change. Okay, so yeah, your phone call made a difference then, man.
I had to call a guy. He had to call three other guys, and it got changed. You know, what are you going to do? Right?
I think Steve Cohen may respond, because remember, Steve has responded to Andy Martino reports before. He was the one who shot down the Mike Chernoff interviewing for the Met job report. So Cohen will, you know, you would think would chime in at some point about this.
Well, so now I reached out about my blue check thing, right? Because apparently that's the thing. That's what's going on. I don't have a check. I didn't know it was that important to have one, but whatever. I don't have one. And Izzo tells me they're not giving any new ones out right now. Okay.
So you're hosed without a blue. Yeah.
So in other words, if, let's just say Justin Bieber wasn't on Twitter and decided today, I'm going to go on Twitter. You tell me that Twitter wouldn't give him a blue check?
Well, no offense.
They're not giving any new ones out
right
now.
You're not Justin Bieber, pal.
No, but my point is, don't lie to me.
Yeah, but, well, hold on. Listen,
What are you? Oh, they stopped the whole process of the blue check has come to a halt.
Here's the one thing, though.
Okay, I was born yesterday.
I'm not defending Tom Izzo in any stretch by this, but here's what I will say. You really think Steve Cohen, who's an avid listener to the show, doesn't believe that's your Twitter account, hence why he won't follow you?
I'm just telling you.
That doesn't make any sense.
Now my source has gone dark on me.
Well, I wonder why.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's the reason.
He went on vacation the day after Thanksgiving.
Have you thought that maybe Cohen isn't happy with you?
No, Cohen loves me.
Is he?
His wife loves me.
You called Alderson a retread.
Is.
He's not.
He is.
He's not.
By the way, retread doesn't have to be defined negatively.
It is negative, though.
Why?
Because you're defining someone as, he's just been around.
Tell you what, you give me a 1957 Ford Bronco, convertible, I'm okay with it. It's a retread.
That's not the same as a general manager.
Give me a 62 Mustang with a 4x4 on the floor, and I'm good with the retread. It's not a negative.
When you called Sandy a retread,
you
were
you
being positive
Anderson,
or negative?
I'm not upset. Retread.
When you called Sandy a retread, were you being positive or negative?
I was being factual.
Were you being positive?
Positive.
Or negative?
I love Sandy Alderson.
Yes.
That's my main man. Guy was a military man.
You said, quote,
can't be disrespectful to a guy that served our country.
I agree. I don't know why
that
you were.
That guy's got more balls than all of us combined.
100%, yet you were disrespectful. Yeah. I think you even said, hasn't won a title in 31 years. Was that just giving the facts, or were you being negative?
No, he said it on the show.
No, but then you talked about it.
Because he said it. Once he opens the door, I'm going
to
step through.
But he also had a decade where he wasn't even in baseball. Listen, or wasn't in a job to win a championship.
I think Sandy Alderson is an extraordinarily competent executive. But he is a retread here because he was here and now he's back.
Do you think Sandy
But that's
Alderson's,
not a negative thing.
Do you think Sandy Alderson's goal is to win a championship or just to put together a really good process?
No, I think, and one of the reasons I told you that Sandy Alderson was going to keep the job for himself is that he recognized that he walked into this amazing opportunity to win before he's done in the sport of baseball and done in his profession.
Right.
And that is the possibility to outspend people to get all the top talent to fill all the holes you got. Sandy's not dumb. He recognized, wait a minute, there might be a 2 or 3 year window before I got to kind of step aside.
Right, right.
And let a younger guy do it where I might be able to oversee a champion. And I think that is real. I think if the New York Mets make the right moves.
They could, absolutely.
I do believe that they will contend not 2 years from now. The New York Mets can contend for a World Series in 2021. Assuming they make the right moves.
They're not that far off.
And then, health and all that, but If I'm Sandy Alderson,
and certain guys bouncing back too, also.
I would have did the same exact thing. That made the most sense from Jump Street.
But I don't
which
think
is why
that's
I said
what
it.
He did. Like, that's the difference. I don't think his plan all along was to come in and then just run the baseball team. I think circumstance led to that.
Listen, we'll never know. I would argue that, but listen, neither one of us can prove it. So now, a guy on Twitter makes a good point there, Tommy, and that is Steve Cohen just got a blue check mark. So what's Izzo talking
that's
about?
That's a great point.
Great point.
Right?
He's
and
right.
I got more followers than he does.
You do.
What do you mean?
Justin Bieber's got a check mark. I don't have anywhere near the followers he's got.
I think Big Mac's got a check mark.
No. Come on.
You want to hear something funny? I do. And not only do all of my 6,000 followers are almost there, by the way.
That's right.
Almost the 6,000. Not only do I have a blue check mark, but Izzo got it for me about a month ago.
Wow.
What is going on?
All right. Well,
that's it.
He said
they're on hold. He said they're on
hold. That's
it.
Blue check. A little more than a month ago, but Izzo told me, I'm going to get you a blue check mark. And
No. Izzo's lying. Like, it's flat out lying because whoever tweeted you that is right on. Steve Cohen joined Twitter rather recently, or was on Twitter for a while.
Maybe
started
a month
tweeting,
and a half, right? Yeah.
And he got a check mark, and he hasn't even gotten to 100,000 followers.
Huh.
So Izzo's lying here. He's got to come clean on why he hates you. There's got to be a reason.
I guess maybe the morning guys went to him and said, look, make a choice. I don't know.
Oh, you think that's what happened?
I think it's possible.
Huh. You think Boomer's leaning on him?
I think it's possible.
Okay.
I mean, maybe Al Dukes is putting the pressure on him. He did say something nice about Al and Paul. Like, Paul don't even work here.
Who's Paul?
It's Al's...
Al has another podcast.
Asexual friend. No, he's not asexual. What do you call it when you're friends with a guy, but it's not sexual?
Friends?
No, there's a name for it.
Your bro?
There's a name for it.
A bromance?
No, there's a name for it.
Bosom buddy?
There's
Neighbors?
A name for it. You're a platonic.
Platonic.
That's what you were looking
Paul
for.
Paul is Al's platonic friend.
Gotcha.
Yes, like there's nothing going on between them.
Okay, no one was questioning that.
Well, you know, I did.
Okay.
Well, at the time, you know, when Al met Paul, Gina wasn't around.
Okay.
And I was fully supportive. I even offered to conduct the wedding.
No, that's very nice.
Because I'm a licensed minister.
You could actually
Yes, I have.
Wow.
Yes, I have.
Very
legit,
cool.
Legit. It's like $20. Church of Humanism.
Hmm.
I'm a licensed minister.
Would you perform a service for a man and his sex doll?
Yeah, okay. I don't see why not.
No,
if
curious.
You're a Kazakhstani wrestler, yeah. I even will perform a circumcision if you need it.
Oh, no.
But I
no
charge
thanks.
Extra for that.
That's not happening.
I charge by the centimeter. Here's Anthony in East Hanover. Anthony, good afternoon. How are you? Anthony, what's
up? How are you guys doing?
Doing good, man.
So I'm a big fan of you two. I just want to say I'm really happy for both of you. It's my first time getting into this show, although I've been calling for 15 years. So.
Do me a favor. Tell your friends.
Al Craigie, how much you benching nowadays?
285.
No way.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
No way.
Hurt my shoulder, though, so I need a couple weeks to get back at it. But, yeah, I'm rocking the weights at 285.
All right. I'm close to you. I'm close
nice.
To you.
Well, you keep working out a kid, you'll get there.
Real quick, before I get to my Mets point, Craigie, I heard on Monday you were talking about how much you love weddings, and just want to throw this out there. Me and my fiance just got engaged 2 weeks ago. We're both Italian. We're having a nice big wedding in New Jersey at the Brownstone.
Nice.
In early November, we'd love to have you as our guest. You could eat all the food you want. We got all the bells and whistles. So
November of 21 in Jersey.
Well, yes, sir.
I don't see why. What day of the week is it?
It's a Friday night.
I love that. You got a band or a DJ?
Baby, come on.
Nice. I tell you what, I don't see why I wouldn't be in. So count me in, plus one, of course. And
of course.
Let's talk right around Columbus Day next year, and then we'll set it up, okay?
Sounds good.
Now,
to me,
can
pal.
I give a speech?
Of course. You could do whatever you
like. I just want to say, Anthony, what's your fiance's name?
Jillian.
Anthony and Jillian. I look at you and I see the amazing promise that your two lives have. And what a gift it is for me to be able to join you on this most amazing day. What is that, prosciutto? All right, I got you, man. All right, we'll stay in touch, okay?
Will do.
All right, buddy. Good job. There you go. I love weddings. Can't go to enough weddings, Evan. Spirit of life right there, man.
No, I know, man. You can stuff your face.
Oh, the food, of course. And you got Italian married Italian in Jersey. Forget about it.
I know. Everything he said was right up your alley.
Mozzarella.
Yeah, 400 of their closest friends will be there.
Yeah. Nice to meet you, Anthony. Tony. Anthony. Ant. Tone. See, like, my son's name is Anthony. Now, there's some Anthonys that go by Tony. No, sir.
No Tony for you?
Anthony. His name is he. You call him Ant if you want, but it's Anthony.
Are you going to have to leave the show early?
For what?
For the wedding. What time do you think they're going to kick that baby off in Jersey?
7, 8 o'clock.
Okay, we're off at 7 o'clock?
Yeah, we're going to do some shows till 6.
And that particular day is
well,
one
no,
of them.
Like during baseball season, we'll be preempted Yankees.
Yeah, but it's November, so we're not going to have that luxury.
Yankees aren't going to be in the World Series
in
November?
Middle November?
Yes,
probably not.
Probably.
I don't know if there'll be a World
November
Series.
November 6th, Game 7, Yankee Stadium. That'll be a tough choice. Anthony, I got to blow off the wedding. I'll still send you a couple hundos. But I got at the wedding.
Do you realize how long it's been since we've had a Game 7 of the World Series at Yankee Stadium? I'm going to bore the crap out of you right now. I could see it in your head. You're
Game
like,
7
why did
World
he say
Series?
This? Game 7 of the World Series at Yankee Stadium. You know the last time? I'm not even kidding you when I tell you the
well,
answer.
I mean, by the way, that you're saying it. See, this is where you're swarming.
What?
You're saying it like it's a knock on the Yankees.
No, it's
the
not
Yankees
a knock
don't
on the Yankees.
Need a seventh game to win
I
World
didn't
Series.
Say it as a knock on the Yankees.
You said it like, you know, the last time we
Dude,
got a game 7.
They swept the Padres.
Right.
They beat the Braves in 6 in 96. Like, I'm not saying it as a knock. But, and
Mac,
also in 01, they were on the road.
Wasn't that, didn't that sound like a little douchey?
Yeah, clearly.
Like,
he's on his high horse net fandom over there, and he's taking everyone down with him. We all know what's going on.
By the way,
Mets
had a game 7
if
we
of the
play
World
that
Series
back,
recently.
It would it sounded
play
to
it back.
All of us like you were being like, critical of the Yankees, like, oh, you know how long it's been since the Yankees had a Game 7? Chris Chambliss.
Do you think I'm a, that's the ALCS, but okay. Do you
Chris
know,
Chambliss played for the Yankees in the World Series. They won the ALCS
yeah, no, the,
and advanced to the World Series.
And it was a Game 5
and
of the
Chambliss
ALCS.
Played.
Yeah, but they didn't play a Game 7 of the World Series.
Well,
they won in 6 both years.
I was taking a
77
shot.
77 and 78. 76, 76 they got
of
swept
course,
by the
Reggie Jackson, 3 home runs. Bert Hoover, what's your name? What was last time there was a Game 7?
If you replay it back, I'll be fair if I was negative. It was either 57 or 58 against the Braves. They played game sevens in back-to-back years. I think it was 57.
1957 was the last
you.
Game seven.
You can fact-check me
I'm
on
not,
that.
Why would I do that?
I didn't point at you. I pointed at Lou Gehrig.
But why would they do that? I have
to see if
so
I'm
many
right.
other important things.
Well, if I was wrong, you wouldn't want to remind me I'm wrong?
Did you order the pizza yet?
I see? Will now, yeah.
Now you're disrupting the pizza order.
Do you realize how long it's been since we've had a game seven
stop
of the World
stop,
Series
stop. I want you to dead silence.
Okay.
It's the first three or four words that come across as if you're being critical of the organization.
Let's hear it again. Go. Do you realize how long it's been since we've had a Game 7 of the World Series at Yankee Stadium?
Stop.
Not negative
that,
at all.
Yeah.
Not negative at all.
Do you realize
Incredulous.
How long it's been?
Like, it's such an epic moment in baseball.
I
we
hear
haven't
that all
experienced
the time.
It.
Do you realize how long it's been since you washed the dishes?
It's
Do you
negative,
realize
right?
how long it's been since you yeah. took out the garbage?
By the way, that's not an objective phrase. Do you realize?
Of
that,
course
that,
it is.
That, no.
Do you
it
realize?
It rings of negativity.
No, it doesn't.
Sure it does.
It was more like, hey, want to hear an interesting factoid that you,
you
really don't
that.
Care about?
You said it this way, Met fan. Do you realize how long it's been?
Do you realize how long it's been since we've had a Game 7 of the World Series at Yankee
Just
Stadium?
Just a little douchey.
I don't think so.
I'm not going to tell you it's
I
a little douchey.
I think you're wrong.
So 1957, huh?
Against the Braves, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Do you think we'll get one in 2021?
No, I don't. Hoping the Yankees ended in 6.
Exactly.
That's right. You would.
What?
Well, listen. I'm trying to think. Now, 2001 was in Arizona.
Yep.
Of course. That series really pains you. I mean, what are
oh,
we doing?
Oh, God.
Right? Nobody could win a game on the road. What are we doing? One game on the road.
That's happened before
take
in the
one
world.
One game.
But that's happened before in the
yeah,
world.
It's happened
series.
Three other times. We were talking about that pre-show.
You were not talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we were. Remember. Pre-show, we were talking about that.
64, they played a Game 7 in St. Louis.
And that was after the Philadelphia Phillies collapsed.
Yeah.
Blew a 6-game lead with 10 games to go.
That's right.
And they started pitching who every 2 days?
I don't know. Who were they pitching
See,
every two days?
When it
you.
Comes to
You're
baseball history,
Marvel.
When it comes to baseball history, I'm your guy, Steve Carlton. Bob Gibson was the MVP of that series, of course. But I don't like to talk.
Steve Carlton was not on the Phillies in 1964.
How do you know?
Because he wasn't.
He could have been.
But he no, he wasn't.
Renee Richards was there.
So wait a
There's a lot of people
So you literally
there.
Just made something up
Robin
and tried
Roberts,
to pass it off
might have
like
been Robin
fact?
Roberts.
It wasn't.
Could have been.
Neither guy was on those
Gene
teams.
Mauch,
Let me
see terrible was, manager.
Steve Carlton wasn't even baseball in 1964.
That's
His
right.
rookie
He's
year
in the
was
minors.
The following year, and he was with the Cardinals for like 9 years before he got traded to the Phillies.
That's right.
What the hell are you talking
That's
about?
That's right. And you know who his personal catcher was?
Yes, Tim McCarver.
Tim McCarver. How about that? McCarver was not on the 64
You just
Phillies.
Made, but you just, no, I know he was on the Cardinals. No,
Robin Roberts was.
No, he wasn't.
He was back there.
No,
Franklin Field. Scheib Park.
You know who was on the 64 Phillies? Jim Bunning.
Jim Bunning. Yeah, that was it.
You know Jim Bunning?
He became a U.S. Senator.
U.S. Senator and...
And he voted for Trump.
And stop it.
No? Do you think Jim Bunning knows about the pilgrims on their white shirts?
Well, I mean, I guess he could have voted for Trump because he died like in 2017. So he could have voted in the
first
election.
He might have voted twice in Ohio for Trump. And Pennsylvania, for that matter.
You're funny. Could have pitched a perfect game on Father's Day at Shea Stadium.
Yeah, but the greatest perfect game of all time is Don Larson.
Well, who's arguing with you?
I'm just saying, like, well, you ought to make it, I made it about the Yankees. Don Larson.
I made it about the Yankees to begin with because I was talking about Game 7 of the World Series.
But you said it in a negative manner.
I did not say it in a negative manner.
Hey, will you tell the Yankees not to worry? Someone here on the radio will at least be objective and have their back when need be.
Yankee fans like myself.
Okay.
I was giving an interesting factoid. I think a lot of people appreciate, well, maybe 5% of people appreciated it.
Yeah.
And I was just giving you info.
He's an unlikable douche. Who, Martino or Evan? I forgot what we were talking about.
Both of us.
By the way, the Yankees have a decision to make in less than 5 hours to make it. Gary Sanchez. We all believe, and we told you right at the top of the show, the decision's already been made. Gary Sanchez will get the offer from the Yankees. Now, whether or not he plays for the Yankees this year, in theory, is still up in the air.
No, I believe he'll
be on the roster.
He'll be on the roster.
And remember this. As Evan pointed out quite smartly.
Thank you.
The Yankees did wish him a happy birthday.
They did.
And while that seems like child's play, there's actually import behind it.
The Yankees are not wishing him a happy birthday to then non-tender him.
Exactly. Although if they did, that would be, as Dave Chappelle once said, cold-blooded. That would be cold-blooded.
It would.
Right? Can you imagine? That happened to me once in my radio career. When I was doing mornings at WNEW, it was me and Sid Rosenberg, and then it was me and Pharrell came in, but I left. He took my job. It was Eddie Ift was there, John Riggins was there, Sid was there, and Blaine Ensley was there, the Rocky Allen Showgram from back in the day. And we did mornings, and Opie and Anthony did afternoons. Mm-hmm. And we had nobody was listening, right? So there was a Christmas party, all right? And remember, Opie came up to me and Jeremy Coleman, who's the program director. And they were both like, listen, it'd be good for morale. You know, this is just after 9/11. Good for morale. You know, you guys should all come to the holiday party. And I was, why wouldn't I go? But I knew the handwriting was on the wall. They had brought Scott Farrell in, and they were talking about bringing Farrell in to be a part of the show. So I knew what was going on, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know what? Why wouldn't I go to the holiday party? And Opie and Jeremy Coleman and a guy named Ken Stevens, who's the general manager at the time, were like, come to the party. It's going to be great. You know, celebrate the holidays. New Year's going to start off. Going to be great for the radio station. You and Opie get along. That'll be good. Blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right. My wife and I go to the WNEW holiday party. I got fired the next day.
Really? You think Jeremy knew when he was inviting you? Like, come.
Yeah, I think
have
they
a good
all
time
knew.
And
yeah.
I'm just going to can you the next
yeah,
day?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a final farewell for you?
And the way he put it to us, to me and to Blaine, it wasn't you're fired. Now, listen, we got fired.
Right.
It was we're not renewing your contract. I have a couple months left on the contract.
Right.
And, we're not going to renew it. So rather than have you work out the final 2 months, you just don't have to come back.
Right. That's a fire.
Why don't you just take some time to yourself?
Right.
You know, enjoy being paid for a couple months.
Which is not bad,
and
by
not
the way.
Having to work.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, we know that you're married and you have an infant at home. I'm sure you'll be fine. You know, we'll give you a great recommendation.
Right.
Be fantastic. Yeah.
I like Jeremy Coleman. I actually used to work for him.
That's serious. Yeah. I think he might still be there.
I think he is.
Right? Jeremy Coleman was a good man.
The Stern Channel, if I'm not mistaken.
He was a good man. He was my program director at WNEW.
Yep.
Yeah. It was the sports guys. That's what they called it. Oh. Me and Sid Rosenberg.
I know.
And Blaine Ensley.
Me and Sid have had two people that we were both partners with. How about that?
Joe and me.
That's right.
There you go.
We're brothers of a sort.
Sid's a good man. He's doing great at WABC. He's doing a good job, and I'm happy for him. 877-337-6666. More of your calls coming up. Obviously, the NBA decided to screw all Knicks fans this holiday season.
Aww.
So while the Giants saved Thanksgiving, the NBA stole Christmas from us Knicks fans. No Knicks basketball, but instead, the Nets. Like, have we really, have we not suffered enough as Knicks fans? Plus all the latest on baseball right after this on The Fan.
And of course, the Nets are opening the NBA season a few days before that on December 22nd. So just get used to it. We run the NBA.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Carton and Roberts on The Fan. I do have one thing that's caught my eye that I really have a potential issue with. That I really I may have to make a personal phone call during the show now. I don't know if you saw this story or not, but hey, it's the Carton and Roberts Show, 877-337-6666. A University of Miami college student, a young female, said that Heat guard Tyler Hero, who had just one of the great, you know, postseason runs a young player's had in a long time, DM'd her, and she ignored him because she was talking to someone else. Now, I have a problem with this story.
What's your issue?
I have a daughter who goes to University of Miami.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I want to make sure Tyler Hero's not DMing my daughter.
Why? Tyler Hero's not good enough for your daughter?
Not at all. Didn't say that.
Well, I'm curious.
Tyler Hero was banging Instagram miles three at a time in the bubble.
Okay.
That's not the guy I want DMing my daughter. You follow me?
I do. I'm following.
Now I'm
going
to have to make a call during the next break and find out, hey, honey, Bunch is daddy.
Wouldn't you be proud of her? She didn't respond. She was talking to someone else.
I'd like, what? I'm going to get to the bottom of it. I'm going to find out. Now, I assume my daughter has no idea who Tyler Hero is. But if she does, she's still young enough to be punished. That's right.
Is she?
Yes.
To be punished?
20 years old. You get punished.
But she didn't respond to the DM potentially.
I don't know who the girl was yet. Going to find out before the end of today.
And she's
that is
adult.
A promise.
If she wants to respond to Tyler Hero, she should be allowed to respond
no,
to Tyler
she can't.
Hero.
Nothing no, wrong not with Tyler, Tyler Hero. Hero.
Seems like a nice 20-year-old
He gets
gentleman.
Around too much. I don't again have that. You find a nice guy in the NBA who believes in God.
Well, but Tyler Hero probably
no,
believes
he doesn't.
In God. How do you
no,
know?
He does. I can tell.
And he's from Wisconsin. He probably believes in God.
And by the way, love his game. Don't love him dating my daughter.
Hell of a player.
Two different things right there, Evan.
Mm-hmm.
Here's, by the way, any news, Yankees or Mets on tendering guys?
Not yet. No,
nothing official yet.
No.
Has there been anything in baseball official yet that, but of note, that people would say, wow, okay.
Jose Martinez got non-tendered.
He did. Okay, that's not a wow moment. That's not a wow moment.
Rosario got tendered, but that's not news.
That's what I'm asking. I was asking, is there news or not?
Oh, Eddie Rosario.
You know, the guy you tweeted about last night that could be a Yankee, that
guy?
Oh,
well, what happened with Eddie Rosario, because I did tweet last night he'd be a good target for the Yankees, because he would be. He's a left-handed bat. The Twins didn't want to pay him. I mentioned this earlier. Non-tender deadline is for teams that don't want to pay him. So they placed him on waivers and said, let's see if anybody else wants to pay him $10 million. Nobody claimed him, and now they will probably non-tender him, so he will get to free agency. But he passed through waivers, which means no one wanted to pay him $10 million a year, and he's a left-hand hitter with an 800 OPS who's 28, 29 years old, who's a corner outfielder, who that describes someone that would fit well for the New York Yankees, yes.
Here's Jeff in Westchester. Jeff, what do you got, buddy?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. So this Martino must be the dumbest person in the world with that comment. But I just wanted to reach out to you guys with Sandy Alderson. I know why the Met fans want a GM, because I guess they don't want to sign Justin Turner, who I guess he got rid of, which is now a free agent. And one other thing for you.
I don't believe we did ask him about that. But I would think that if you sat down with Sandy and said, all right, hits and misses, that he would be the first guy to tell you, I missed on that
Sandy
one.
Sandy had plenty of misses, and that was a bad one. Because not that I thought Justin Turner would be a star, Jeff. I don't know if a lot of us did. But he deserved to be on this roster. And to literally walk away from him the way they did was stupid.
Right.
Yeah. Also, one more thing for you guys. Carter, I want you to set Evan straight. Because I don't know if he saw the movie Marathon Man. Because that one he probably should see.
The original? Not the remake. The original one, yes.
No, yeah. With Dustin Hoffman and Laurence Olivier.
Yep.
And the last thing you can give him crap for, and he's a good guy, but him and Beningo said the Mets have a no-hitter, and Johan Santana never hit through a no-hitter. If you remember, the chalk came flying up.
Yeah,
it was
listen,
a no-hitter.
We've talked about that a
it
lot here.
It was a no-hitter.
Carlos Beltran hit a rope
it
down the line.
It was a no-hitter.
We all know it was fair.
It was a no-hitter. It was a no-hitter. It was a no-hitter. Stop with that.
But
old
here's the problem. Wood
burns.
Typical Mets. The one no-hitter they have on the record books was truly not a no-hitter. There's an asterisk. God,
there's no asterisk.
By the way,
who put it
Howie
there?
Howie Rose. Call Howie Rose right now.
It's a no-hitter.
Howie Rose, who's Mr. Met.
I love Howie, but he's also now pro DH.
I would bet you that Howie Rose would tell you, while it was an amazing joy to call that game and the excitement and the energy and the passion, I believe he cried, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, so did I. I'm with him. What?
If you look back on it, typical Met nonsense.
Well, stop it.
Beltran hits the line. We all know it.
Look, we know it was a bad call, but their bad calls are in sports, bro.
Yeah.
Was the Tuck rule call a right call in the Patriot game?
There have been some terrible calls.
So they didn't win the Super Bowl that year.
No, they did.
They did?
Yes.
Well, why is that?
When you only have one and you're holding on to, we do have a no-hitter, and it's tarnished, let's just back up the truck a bit.
It's a no-hitter.
Yes, it goes down in the history books that the Mets have
bad
a no-hitter.
Bad calls are a part of sports,
but we all
buddy.
Know the truth.
Bad calls are a part of sports.
I'll
you
tell
want
you
me
what.
To list them all for you?
Much like, did the Lakers win the championship this year? Okay, yeah.
They did.
In a bubble.
Stop.
Does it really count?
Yes.
No.
Of course it does.
In the history books, yes. But to basketball fans... Asterisk.
No.
100%.
Did the Knicks really get to the NBA Finals in 1999? Or is there an asterisk next to that?
No asterisks.
Oh, was there?
No. Because they're the Knicks. Because they earned their way there.
Right. The
That's
Lakers
right.
earned nothing. The Lakers Didn't... earned nothing. Correct?
Different. Lot
Hypocrite.
Different. Lot different.
Hypocrite.
No, you know it's different.
No, it's not.
Not the same type of championship.
Look, they're all real. They're all spectacular. Period.
See, that was a reference.
That was a good Seinfeld reference.
Thank you.
I'll give you that one.
Thank you.
Terry Hatcher.
Yeah.
There you go. Who played what great role? What was her most famous role, Terry Hatcher?
Lois Lane.
There you go. Look at you on fire
I'm on
today.
On fire, yo.
There you go. Mark's in Jersey on the fan. Mark, what's up?
What up, fellas?
What's up with you, kid?
What's up?
Hey. So, you know, Evan's been doing a pretty good job at catching Craig on all this hypocrisy.
Thank you.
But I got one from today that I'm actually pretty surprised that Evan didn't catch.
Go ahead.
Craig's been going off the last few weeks, you know. I'd much rather be the Knicks and be relevant in New York than actually win a championship.
I never
All
said
right,
that.
So how are you different than the SNY guy?
Number one, I never said that. I never said I'd
I
rather
said that.
I never said I'd rather be relevant than win a championship. I never said that. I never uttered those
words.
Yeah,
you basically have.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you have.
I said realistically my goal as a Knicks fan is small steps.
Yep.
I recognize I'm not going to win a championship. So in the reality of not being good enough to win a championship, mm-hmm. which I desperately want to win, I recognize there's a step-by-step process. At no point did I ever say whatever it is that this idiot said.
Well, he can attack you in two ways. So he did the first way, and that was the way. I'm going to give you the second way, because his way was Russell Westbrook, and how you just wanted to be relevant. I'll give you a second way. Answer the question. I'm going to ask you
a
question.
You didn't ask me the question yet.
But I don't want you to BS it. Answer the question. Would you rather be right
on,
now?
Hold on. Again. Oh, don't.
What?
Why does every question have to be couched with some type of threat?
Because I want to make sure you answer it.
If you ask me a question,
right,
I'm going to answer the question.
All right, here's the question.
To the best of my ability.
Right now, going into this season, would you rather be a Knicks fan?
I'm going to eat some wieners.
Whatever you want to
do. Would
you
rather be a Knicks fan or a Nets fan going into this season?
Knicks fan.
Why?
Because I am a Knicks fan.
No, no.
I love the Knicks.
I know you're a Knicks fan.
So that's
would
a stupid
you
question.
Rather forget, would
nope.
you rather
stupid
be
question.
A Knicks fan or
I
a Nets fan?
I would never be a Nets fan ever.
Who has a chance to win an NBA title?
The Nets do.
And who doesn't have a chance to win an NBA title?
The Knicks.
Would you rather win an NBA title?
Of course I would.
Okay, rest my case.
No, rest your case. I'm a Knicks fan.
I just proved it.
I don't change my colors like a lot of people in this town.
No, hold on.
I would never do that.
Do you think I'm a Jet fan?
Yes.
Do you think I'm a diehard Jet fan? I said yesterday I would take a Mike Francesa oily massage for a Jet Super
Bowl. That's a win-win, by the way.
Did I say that?
How's that not a win-win? That's a win-win.
Okay.
You get a massage and a Super Bowl title.
Now,
who would say no to that?
I'm just showing you I'm clearly a diehard Jet fan.
No, that didn't prove to me that you're a Jet fan. It proved to
Am
me
I a
you wanted Mike's big hairy knuckles rubbing your back and you wanted to win a Super
All
Bowl.
Right. Do you think I'm a Jet fan?
Yes.
Okay. Right now, ask me, would I rather be a Jet fan or a Giant fan?
Boy, you're going to expose yourself. I'll let you do it.
Giant fan.
If you want the rope, I'll give you the rope.
I just said it.
I'd rather be a Giant fan?
Most of my life, I'd rather be a Yankee fan than a Met fan.
No.
That's called
Never.
Calling it like it is.
Never.
You'd
Never.
Rather be relevant,
no.
the big team in town, the
I
Knicks,
don't.
And not compete for a title Nets. Hence, our last caller was spot on.
I would never.
Great call.
I would never change
Send
allegiances to teams, Evan.
I didn't ask
Ever.
You to change allegiances
would
to
I
teams.
Would I rather be a Nets fan? Never.
He's calling
Never.
You out for the hypocrisy.
There's nothing hypocritical about it.
I think he found
I
something.
Will never waver on my fan for the Knicks, as bad as they are.
No one's
I would never want to root for that's like these kids today. Who do you like? I like Golden State. All right, they lose Klay Thompson. Who do you like? I like the Lakers. Who do you like? Flavor of the month. I'm not a guy, and I've been in this town a long time.
Uh-huh.
Guys, have I ever changed allegiances with a team? Right.
Come
I
on.
Have not.
There's something that I'm waiting to hear.
Yankee fans like
is.
Myself.
What?
It's like a call from God right there.
What happened? Where'd you get that from?
Yankee fans like myself.
I don't know where you guys are getting these things from. I don't like it.
Now, that you could say is a tool.
No, I'm not a tool boomer. I'm just a guy that was. It was a bad time in my life.
That was a great phone call, by the way. Should we send them something?
Send them what?
I don't know, just something.
Cash. So I hear cash works.
We don't have
days.
Swag yet. Were we creating a swag store?
I hear if you give listeners cash, people like that.
Yeah.
But we don't even have T-shirts to give away.
I was designing the Carton and Robert scorecard last night.
Ugh, great. Dude. I do it. Good. Good.
It's going to be good. People
hey,
will
do
want
we
that.
Do we have like a prize closet anymore? Do we have T-shirts? Do we have koozies?
Cozies.
I think we have masks.
Isn't it cozy?
No, it's a koozie.
That's about it right now.
No, you can buy the masks.
Right.
Like we did. I didn't get a mask.
No.
Right?
You didn't?
You could buy a mask from foco.com/WFAN.
Proceeds going to Boomer's
20%
Charity.
20% of it goes to Boomer's Charity to fight cystic fibrosis, which is all good in the hood. But you'd think they would send us some to model them. Right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at a pic right now of Moose wearing one.
That must be a big mask. But out of curiosity, do we have T-shirts, hats?
No.
Like, do we have anything to give away?
Nope.
We don't have a promotions department.
No, we do. I talked to her. Very nice gal.
Jess.
Jess, right? Yeah. Jess. Yeah, I don't say her last name.
Yeah, well, I don't mean we don't have one.
No,
yeah,
Jess
I mean,
has been in here for a long time. Yeah. She's good at what she does.
For sure.
Like, we're opening up a Carton and Roberts store.
When are we opening
Yeah, we need some swag for the show.
Yeah, well, we're working on that, but.
Got lots of ideas. Tons of ideas.
Couldn't we?
Yep. That's one.
Like, let's say, like Evan said, that's a great call. Call of the day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's say we started doing a thing, call of the day, right? Maybe we will.
The Lug Hour.
No. Caller of the day. Right? And like, all right, you're the caller of the day. You win what? Like, what is there to give them? Pens?
I got an idea.
A Zoom call with Evan.
Zoom call with me. I got an idea.
Yeah.
You take one of our show sheets,
no.
You sign it, write a letter, and send
that.
It to him.
No.
That's
cheesy. That's cheesy McGreezy. We don't want that. No.
No.
By the way, there's a guy named Mike in Bayside who's been trying to get into the show. He and I are having a fight on Twitter
what
right
now. What are you
now. Fighting about? Boy, he called 19 times in 1 minute. I guess the line's busy. Hard to get through.
He called 19 times in one
yeah,
minute?
Yeah, he showed me his call attempt. So, Mike, I got you, buddy. I can't help you with
Do
that.
Do you know what his issue is?
Yeah, so, you know, he was upset. It's really convoluted. So, he's upset that I'm ripping Andy Martino for being a shill for the Mets.
Okay.
Now, get this. Because I, at the same time, am supportive of the 7 line and Darren, the owner of the 7 line. And he thinks that the 7 line... are shills as well.
They're not reporters.
And my point was, the guy's a small business owner who I happen to like personally, and I'm supporting a small business owner.
It's not the same.
Who, by the way, is an admitted subjective fan of the team that he also creates right. merch for.
Right.
As opposed to a reporter.
It's not the same.
Who's supposed to be objective in covering a team, but clearly has been the mouthpiece for either an executive, maybe the owner, who knows. I should be clear about that. Martino might not be a Wilpon shill. He could be an organization shill for an executive, a player, who knows. But the point is...
That's a terrible comparison.
Right, it's a horrendous comparison. One guy sells clothes. The other guy covers a team.
Do you know Craig?
And by the way, if I was Darren and the Mets gave me a license to sell product with their logo on it and MLB approved it, you bet your ass...
Oh, yeah.
I'd be all over that team positively.
It's just not the same.
What are we talking about?
Dude, this weekend.
So, but I will say this, Mike in Bayside. I do appreciate you did try to call in. I'm not ignoring you. I'd love you to be on. I can't control the fact that we're very popular.
By the way, so this weekend, I'm on Twitter. And I'm talking about the 7 line here. And the 7 line has a product. This product was so freaking amazing. I went to their website. Tried to buy it. I was going to buy 5 of them. I thought it was one of the coolest products I've ever seen. I haven't even said it yet. I'm building it up.
Oh, you're going to buy a product. You're going to buy 5
from the 7 line. You ready for this product? It's all sold out. All right, so maybe you've got an in with him. I'll pay whatever. I don't even care.
Well, you pay what it costs.
I'll pay more.
You don't get it for free.
I didn't ask for it for free. I was going the other way.
Now people are attacking Darren.
No, don't attack Darren.
He didn't do anything wrong.
The guy sells T-shirts for a living.
No, but you know what he sells?
And he's a hustler. Give him a break.
You want to know what he sells?
What?
You ready for this? This thing is so freaking cool.
Hope.
So you know, a little hope. You know how during the
crib. You've been hoodwinked. You've been bamboozled. You've been had. I mean, you didn't land on Citi Field. Citi Field landed on you.
Malcolm X.
What are we talking about?
I know that. I know that.
Right. Go ahead.
Thank you. I've seen that movie. So, you know how during the holidays, people will buy these blow-up things. You plug it in outside, it becomes a giant snowman.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I love it. I have a turkey. I've got Halloween.
Okay.
I got a snowman for Christmas. He is selling a Mets home run apple.
Great. Genius.
Freaking genius.
How much?
I didn't even get to it because I clicked on it. It was all sold out. What a brilliant product. I need five of them.
Five of them?
I will pay top dollar. I want to give them away as presents.
You have a huge property, I guess, huh?
No. Not for me. One for me.
Oh, okay. You're going to give them away to other Met fans in your life.
A bunch of friends of mine, that's their Christmas present. What a brilliant gift by Darren. What a brilliant idea by Darren. I'm going to make it a gift because I'm going to buy them. So get them back in stock, Darren. I'm going to buy five of them. Put me down for five, big boy.
Well, you shouldn't get them before anyone else.
What have I said any of this?
Well, you said, like, put me down for five. Like, Craig, do what you got to do. Get me five. Why are you special? Like, if it's sold out, that means a lot of Met fans want them. I can make a phone call.
Yeah.
But
make a phone call for one.
I'll get you one.
I'll buy the other four.
No. You're going to buy the one.
I'm not looking for a freebie. I want to buy them.
No. I'm going to make sure you can buy one.
Thank you.
But it wouldn't be fair to other Met fans if you got five.
I'm giving it to other
and they
Met
got
fans.
None.
Wait, I got it. That's what we give away to a caller. A Met home run apple.
I think we need to be objective here.
Well, can you get a Yankee product?
100%. Let's do it.
Let's get it.
Hey, will you call Montrose? Tell him I need some Yankee swag to give away.
You know what they should create? A blow up Monument Park.
Oh my God, dude, that
is
brilliant. Can't do that. You know why?
Why?
It looks like a cemetery.
No, it doesn't.
It would look like
it's Monument Park.
It'd be good for Halloween, but it would come across as icky. It'd be like walking over the dead.
You don't think people would notice that it's Babe Ruth?
No, I think people Lou think Gehrig. It's like Halloween based.
I think the
like
Yankees,
the goblins and the ghouls.
The Yankees are well known enough where if you have that plus, you could put the famous Yankee Stadium look at the top. I think you got it all.
I mean, how complicated are these blow-up things?
I don't
right?
know. This Yankee one is pretty complicated.
You're like the guy that goes to the balloon magician at the bar mitzvah and goes, make me a bicycle, funny man.
Except I want Monument Park.
Yeah, I bet.
And the entire Yankee Stadium.
David's in the Poconos. David, what do you got, buddy?
Hey, guys. I got the ultimate prize.
Yeah.
Evan, you should actually be on board with this.
All right.
The number one prize given to callers when they call the Howard Show. They were giving out flat Ronnies. Now, what would be better than a life-size flat Evan or a flat Craigie that I could put in my man cave, and I could actually take pictures with you guys. Huh. I could take it wherever I want. That's what I want.
Now, you know the origin of the flat thing, do you or no?
I think
it's a kid thing.
What do you mean?
So the origin, I didn't know that Howard and those guys did a flat Ronnie. There's a thing kids were doing. It was called Flat Stanley.
Yeah, that's where it started, right?
And it would be a thing where you would, you know, create it and mail it somewhere cool.
Right.
They'd have to take a picture, and then they'd send it off. And the question was, how far could your Flat Stanley travel?
Oh, I see.
Like, it wasn't a thing you're supposed to keep. You're supposed to take a picture of it and send it to someone else.
And sending it out?
And to see, would Flat Stanley get around the globe? It was a kid's, like, elementary school project.
Yeah.
And it turned out to go viral. It was a pretty cool thing.
Oh, I got you.
But listen. Add it to the list for the store. Flat Carton and Roberts.
Well, look behind you right now. Look behind you.
All right.
Turn around. There's a giant Craig Carton head.
That's my stick face.
That's your stick face.
Yeah.
There you go. People
I look
would
cross-eyed
want you.
In that, but all right.
It doesn't look like you, to be honest.
Well, I mean, who does it look like?
It looked like a younger, cleaner-upped version of you.
That's me. You know, they did that, I think. That might have been around the time my book came out.
Oh.
I think.
Should I read that book? Like, since I'm your partner now, would that be a part of
it? As long as you buy it, yeah.
Download the app.
By the way, I don't get a nickel from it. I already got all my money for it.
Okay.
So whether you buy it or not, it has no impact on me whatsoever.
No, but it's part of...
But I mean, I'm sure I have one laying around. I'll give it to you.
But it's part of, like, getting ready to do a show with you. I watch, like, a lot of old Boomer and Carton clips, like, remember Craig... Yeah, I did a little bit.
There you go.
Should I now read your book? Like, over the Christmas holiday, should I take... what's the book called again?
Loudmouth.
Loudmouth.
Yeah.
Maybe I could have the McMonagle version where he reads it to me.
Well, that'll put you to sleep.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
That'll put you... You know the worst thing about the book experience?
What's that?
So, the day the book comes out, I get my kids from school early. Mm-hmm. And it's like a big moment. I actually wrote and published a book. And, you know, there's ego involved in that, of course. So, where I used to live in Tribeca, there's a Barnes & Noble, you know, like 5-minute, 10-minute walk from the apartment.
Right.
So, my wife and I get our kids. We go to Barnes & Noble. This is the day the book comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Going to Barnes & Noble, and I'm expecting a big display, right? Loud mouth, whatever. I can't see. It's not there. Look around a little bit, nonfiction. Can't find it. Go now, it's embarrassing, right? Kids have the cameras. Daddy got a book. Go up to the desk. Excuse me, sir. Do you happen to have a new release today? What's the name of it? Loudmouth. They look in the computer. They go, no, didn't get any.
What a disappointment.
So I call Simon Schuster up. They were the publisher.
Right.
And I go, not for nothing, but I'm in Barnes & Noble in Manhattan, where a good portion of my audience is with Boomer, right? They don't have it. He goes, yeah, we're in a big war with Barnes & Noble right now. They're not carrying any new releases.
Oh, my God.
So you couldn't find the book in the five boroughs. But if you went to Costco in Tampa, Florida, there was 1,000 of them.
That's great. How many did you sell? You end up selling a lot?
So they printed 14,800 copies. Mm-hmm. And over time, they sold them all out.
Oh, nice.
But not, it's the first 2 weeks that count, like to be on the bestseller list, and it was not. But they did ultimately sell out. But they lost a boatload of money on that deal.
I was thinking, honest. I'm curious your public.
They gave me a huge advance to do it.
Right.
And I don't think they ever recouped it.
I had this idea about a book. Can you give me your professional advice on this?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you got to stick with me here for it to work. Let's just say the Nets win the NBA title.
Oh, stop.
Just stay with
Carden
me.
And Roberts on the fan.
So
your call's coming right up.
Every day, I diary.
The Knicks get screwed on Christmas.
What happened?
The Yankees are re-signing Sanchez.
I get my views on it.
And Andy Martino, on behalf of the Mets, says
and then at
the goal is not
it's like
to win a championship.
Championship
More of your calls coming right up.